From IPM News, this is 217 Today. I'm Farrah Anderson. It's Tuesday, April 23rd. Coming up, we'll learn more about how high school students are trying to help fill in the gaps in local news coverage throughout Illinois. That story is coming up in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. For the first time since the 19th century, a Native American tribe has sovereign authority over land in the state of Illinois. Now the tribal government has to figure out what to do with it. Jim Meadows reports.
The chief executive of the Prairie Band Potawatomi signed a deed last week, putting the 130 acres of farmland in DeKalb County into a federal trust. Joseph Rupnick is the tribal chairman.
Right now we hired a firm. We're just in the very beginning stages of that, where that firm is going to analyze the best use of that land and what we can possibly do to benefit both the nation and the surrounding community.
The land was once part of the much larger Chabanais Reservation, named for 19th century Potawatomi Chief Chabanais. Rupnick says the land was sold illegally in 1850 while the chief was away visiting other tribal territories in Kansas. I'm Jim Meadows.
The U.S. Senate is poised to consider aid for both Israel and Ukraine this week. Tammy Duckworth appears ready to support the measures, one of which includes $26 billion for Israel. The Illinois Democrat says Israel has a right to defend itself, but the roughly $9 billion earmarked for humanitarian aid is a crucial component.
I think we can unite on that babies should not be getting killed, but at the same time, babies should not be getting ripped out of their homes on early morning hours and burned to death either.
Duckworth says she still believes in a two-state solution and thinks countries like Saudi Arabia should get more involved in that effort. The House-approved package also includes billions in aid for Taiwan and a measure that could ban the social media platform TikTok in the United States. Illinois state officials are working to reduce disparities that make black women more likely to die during pregnancy than white women. Mawa Iqbal reports.
Governor J.B. Pritzker outlined this plan in his budget address. He's proposing more than $11 million to create an action plan centering community-based maternal care and to link new parents with pregnancy support. Democratic State Representative Robin Gable is also pushing a bill that would require private insurers regulated by the state to cover all pregnancy care services. That includes at-home birth visits from licensed midwives, doulas, and lactation consultants.
Requiring insurers to provide coverage for critical birth services encourages both community and hospital-based care that saves lives.
The measure is now in the Senate, where it needs a full vote before heading to the governor. I'm Mawa Iqbal.
Former Illini men's basketball coach Orlando Antigua is back with the Illini as associate head coach. IPM News reporter Colin Highslope has more.
Antigua joins the Illini after spending the last three seasons on the Kentucky Wildcats coaching staff. He has been heralded as one of the best recruiters in the country and will be replacing Chester Frazier, who joined the West Virginia coaching staff. Along with Frazier, former Illini players Sincere Harris and Imani Hansberry have signed to play at West Virginia. In additional news, Illinois forward Luke Goody has entered the transfer portal and intends to commit to Indiana. I'm Colin Highslope, IPM News.
Still to come, we'll learn more about how high school students are trying to help fill in the gaps in local news coverage throughout Illinois. That story is next on 217 Today.
From Masterpiece, the award-winning TV series Guilt returns to screens for its third and final season. Unscrupulous lawyer Max McCall and his brother Jake face enemies old and new as they become increasingly desperate for solutions to their problems. This Scottish series is dark and funny and sure to captivate thriller fans. Friends of WILL can stream all three seasons now with Passport. Find out how you can get early access to shows like this by visiting will.illinois.edu/passport.
This is 217 Today. I'm Farrah Anderson. Local news coverage has all but disappeared in many Illinois communities. In Freeport, citizen journalists, including local high school students, are trying to help fill in the gaps. Peter Medlin spoke with Freeport High School students about their journalism experience.
This week's episode is brought to you exclusively from the students in the Freeport High School Media Production Program.
That's the beginning of the most recent edition of the new podcast, FreePod. It's a volunteer-run news initiative focused solely on the city of Freeport. And for the past few weeks, Freeport High School teacher Jenna Kleindel's students have been working on a series of stories for the podcast. They reported on local events in Freeport and, as you can imagine, wrote about what's happening in their school.
Freeport High School is seeing growing numbers of Spanish-speaking students and teachers want to be able to communicate with them better. ESL, or English as a second language, refers to programs designed to teach English language skills to non-native speakers.
Freeport junior Donovan Sullivan and a few other students wrote that story about the school district paying for some teachers to get certified in ESL to support a growing number of Spanish-speaking students, including refugee students. And Sullivan says he learned a lot through their interviews and the reporting process.
How it works and how it's being like new to Freeport High School.
He says they were surprised to find out that there's currently only one certified ESL teacher at the high school and that there was this need at their school that they didn't even know about. Khalil, Asher, and Diego wrote about a longtime teacher and administrator who's retiring.
It was just like to summarize what like kind of impact that has she done at the school.
They got to split up the duties between interviewing, writing, editing, and recording. Khalil likes interviewing people, but
I get nervous while interviewing because like I remember all my questions and then like I'll be like, okay, I'm ready. And then once I click record, I go white blank.
It's a challenge, but one they say is worth it. And all three said they would like to keep reporting and working on other stories. Declan Rustad and Zach Matz took on the sports beat. They heard about how the softball team has a brand new coaching staff and wanted to hear if the team likes their new coaches and maybe what went wrong with the last staff. They both play sports and are acutely aware of the lack of news coverage about their teams.
There should be a lot more, especially in our area, because like Ms. Kleindel always talks about, we only get coverage from Rockford, and then it's always them hyping up the Rockford teams, and then they just throw our name there in the back.
They see that it's the same for hard news stories, too. If they want to hear anything about Freeport, they generally have to wait and see if Rockford news outlets like the Journal Standard and Rockford Register Star will cover it. Their journalism teacher, Jenna Kleindel, was a reporter herself before transitioning into the classroom, and she still freelances here and there. So the lack of local news matters a lot to her, and it can be staggering to really wrap your mind around. Illinois has lost 85% of its newspaper reporters since 2005, the highest mark in the nation. And five Illinois counties have zero local news outlets. It's why when she was approached by the citizen reporters starting FreePod, she was interested, even if she was a little skeptical at first.
When I went to the meetings and talked to them, they all had a very clear plan, clear goals. So that reassured me just throughout the process. And since then, they've been doing really good work.
And she's really proud of the work her students did for this most recent episode.
One of them, when they were interviewing our principal, Sarah Haskin, you hear in the raw files like, oh, wow, that's a really good question.
Now that the episode's out, like all journalists, her students are on to their next story, and Kleindel's got plans to expand her program in the future. Next year, they're starting their own online student newspaper and a media production pathway where students can earn college credit. Now, let's send it back to another Freeport student, Maya, to take us home.
We hope you check back next week for more news you've been missing. Thank you for listening.
You can find the podcast and the students' episode at freepod.org. I'm Peter Medlin.
And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says today will be cloudy with rain showers likely and a high of 62 degrees. That's it for today. Reporting today, contributed by Alex Degman, Jim Meadows, Mawa Iqbal, Colin Highslope, and Peter Medlin. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Farrah Anderson. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.